Ritavan Shoes, written by Boozette, read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom, Tamra Pierce's Tortle, specifically, Puri Cannon for Trickster's Queen. The shoes pinch, Saragani said, and the dress is hot, but most importantly, the shoes pinch. Leaning back into the padded bench, she sighed and tried to make her feet comfortable, with minimal success. Finally, she said, "This is how the Ritavans really conquered and kept the Isles, by keeping the Rakah from becoming any kind of serious threat, with shoes." "That pinch," Winamine finished, as her companion opened her mouth to continue. "How can anyone think, let alone plot, with their feet in twin kraken beaks?" Winna laughed. She had met Saragani in a cobbler's shop some 6 years earlier, and pinching shoes had become one of their running jokes. "You shouldn't talk like that," she murmured, leaning forward. "It could be treasonous this week, and there could be spies about." Saragani leaned close enough for their foreheads to touch. "And my horse reports to the spymaster's horse. He says I'm a threat because I don't bring him enough carrots and make sure the girth is tight enough to keep me from falling off." She paused for dramatic effect. "But I'm on to him, honestly." Winna was only able to stifle her giggles for a moment before both women collapsed. Neither would have dared joke about something so serious if either of their families had spent more times at court than was absolutely necessary. In practice, the Fonfalas and the Tomatas both preferred their estates on other islands to Rajmuad, and Saragani's husband wouldn't go near the palace unless he was directly ordered. They very well may have been the Copper Isle's safest nobles. Once they had recovered, Saragani removed her left shoe and handed it to Winna. "Put it on and tell me that doesn't pinch, and keep your face straight," she grinned. "Such a shame," Winna said, as she slipped on the offending footwear, "that you have to have the baby's naming at the palace. The Tomangs had their son's naming down at one of the riding parks, didn't they?" She adjusted the shoe. "It feels fine." "Humph," said Saragani. "It's what I get from marrying so close to the throne, I suppose. I live, but I really do wish I could come in a sarong and sandals. Easterners simply don't know how to make clothes for a jungle." "The court would be scandalized," Winna replied, smiling. It was true. Eastern styles did not adjust well to jungle heat and wet, where a summer morning could be equated to swimming into a potter's kiln. Still, the Ritavan court followed the Maronites for their dress, and the rest of the Isle's nobility followed the Ritavan court. She wiggled her toes, barely, and said, "It's your daughter's naming." Winna paused to consider this for a moment. "That makes it your day by association. Don't wear the shoes. They pinch." "Lady Nuriton had them shipped here from Marin especially for the ceremony. She'll gut me herself if I don't wear them." "The old Durian Hall will be wearing a pair herself, I imagine. If she is, she won't be able to catch you to do the job." Saragani scoffed. "Wicked girl!" "I learned from the best, Lady Love," Winna replied, and winked. The end.